All right, everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your harried host, Carson Phillips, here with my recently, he had his head blown off, unfortunately, Daniel Garza.
Hello, everyone. Speaking with no head.
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy. You got a mouth throat. What?
You're so stupid. Oh, my God. All right, everybody. So we are in the middle. Actually, I keep saying the middle, but we are in the end. The final
countdown.
The final stretch of our Halloween marathon. We hope you've been enjoying it so far. And we got these last couple of films are...
They're a bit of a doozy.
Like, you know they're bad when Carson texts me a trigger warning for these next movies.
I was just, hey, I watch out for my friends. I know that you were going to be upset, so.
Oh, my gosh. And how. Like, I was tortured. But anyway, this next one that we're going to talk about is one of my favorites. So this one wasn't too bad. But the...
It's a classic now. Modern classic.
But the next coming films are... It's going to be tough for a lot of you people that aren't actual, like, horror fans.
We got another kids movie coming out, too.
Yeah, we got one more, but the rest of them aren't. I am excited for The House is October Built.
Yeah, that one's not too over the top.
No, but that one's fun. That one's, like, a fun scary.
Yeah, so we have a couple fun ones and a couple maybe not fun.
Yep, pretty much. Anyway, we'll be more in depth on that then in the coming days. But for now, we are going to get started. A family in 1630s New England is torn apart by the forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession.
So, guys, we watched the A24 film, The Witch.
Yep.
This is from Eggers, Mr. Eggers.
He also did
The Lighthouse and The Northman, both. Oh, those are also fantastic movies.
Northman.
This was kind of his breakout film. Oh, yeah. You didn't like Northman, huh?
Mm-mm. We have a podcast coming out about that.
Yeah, we have an episode for that. But I liked Northman. But yeah, so this one is kind of where he got his name in the game, I would say.
Yeah, big time. Because this movie was so, like, well, one, it's critically acclaimed. Like, everybody just thought he did such a great job with this movie. The ratings on it are really just well done.
Like the historical accuracy of it, I feel like stood
out
to
that's
a lot
what
of
it is
as well.
That's the main.
It's not
thing
like
was...
a jump scare kind of movie. Mm-mm. As much as some of these other films. It's more like really tight, almost like a thriller, like a tight thriller with these horror elements mixed in, but also. Even like the way they talk and dress, everything is super accurate compared to other films we've seen like this in the past.
Yeah.
So, and that's what made it stand out to a lot of people.
And the thing that I think, I mean, we'll get into what makes this movie really, really scary because it is graphic, but it's not that graphic. I mean, compared to
what some of the other movies we have coming out soon. I had to rewatch it with subtitles.
Oh, yeah. This is a subtitle watching movie, you guys. So if you go in and you want to watch this, you must watch it. This is the third time I've actually seen this.
You need to read what they're saying.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to. I mean, the first time I watched it in theaters, I was like, I don't even know what happened.
No, I missed so much.
Yeah, exactly. And the second time you watch it, you're like, oh.
You're like, I'm reading the King James right now.
Exactly. So the budget for this movie was $4 million, which is kind of.
That's. Higher than I thought it was, actually.
That's big for a horror movie. Like,
yeah.
But it's opening weekend.
It made
weekend.
All that money back.
So. Yeah. Oh, it doubled the money on opening weekend. It did $8 million, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It did $8 million opening weekend. And gross overall, well, gross in the U.S. was $25 million. And worldwide was $40 million. So it's incredibly successful.
It's a fairly simple movie, too. Like, it's set in one location. Pretty much like the woods and then the house where they're building and they separated off from like this other Puritan group. They're like more Puritan than the regular Puritans. So they're super like religiously zealous, I guess you could say. Almost to a fault.
And this movie too is like really, really moody to where it's like
the atmosphere.
Yeah. Or not moody in the sense of like they're trying to overdo it, but just the emptiness and the like. Kind of what you said earlier, but it was just muted in this movie. Like, for sure was muted.
Yeah. super muted in this movie.
And it makes it seem like muted meaning color. Like there's just lacking of color, which kind of just brings an eeriness to it and a dirtiness to it because it is set in the 1800s. It's set in the 1600s.
Yeah, 1600s. But none of the characters have like super crazy personalities or anything. So almost their personalities are muted just because of how tough life is for them.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is definitely a time of like, you have to fight to live. You have to provide for yourself. You just
work and die. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much.
Our main character, Anna Taylor-Joy, plays the main
female
character in this.
Yeah.
And she's being blamed for all this stuff that's happening around the house and the farm, and that pushes her towards actual evil.
Yeah.
And towards like this group. I don't want to spoil what happens, but she's getting directed in that way.
Right. And it's kind of like this story that, so just they all get banished, but the story turns into like you push someone too far to where they become what you say that they are. Right. Like,
yeah. Like they're labeling her as something she's not.
Like if you believe you are something long enough, then you become that thing.
Well, and it makes sense when you see how her family treats her.
Mm-hmm.
And how this other group, Daniel just zoomed super far in on his face. How this other group treats her way better and offers her things that basically they offer her a better life outside of her family. So I get why she would accept that in some ways.
Yeah. So this movie moves towards like once they move out to where they're living, they kind of travel to a certain place to claim some land. And once they get there, like they have high hopes. It's pretty much like a Little House on the Prairie for the first 5 minutes.
But like horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Just like really, really well done, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, but like horrible in the sense that like their life sucks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they just got banished and now they're trying to start anew. I'm trying to remember what was the first instance of like horror that happened.
Baby goes missing.
But I thought she had the baby.
Yeah, so she has the baby and then she looks away, basically, and the baby's taken. All the bad stuff happens after that.
Exactly.
We should talk about Black Phillip.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite movie character of all time. So there's this goat, black goat, and he's just hanging out. And then he just starts talking at one point.
Yeah.
And he has the voice of what you would imagine is the devil's voice. And he says the whole, like, do you want to live deliciously and all that stuff? And starts to tempt our main character.
Yeah.
But he's just this cool goat. Like, he's in a couple other movies, I found out. Like, he's a famous goat, for sure. And I support him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He says, "Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?"
Yeah, that's the line. That's such a good line, too. It looks good, too. This movie looks really good. They spend a lot of time on the scenes. Like, they're not rushing from scene to scene. It's not like a fast-paced movie by any means. But once you get to the end, it builds up really quick at the end, and you're like, holy crap, what am I watching? To that last scene, you're like, holy crap, all this crazy stuff just came out of nowhere. Because before that, there's not that much going on. There's small things, but it builds. And at the very end, you just, every single second of those last few scenes are crazy. Well, there's some nuances too in their like discussions and arguments, even like little challenges of each other.
Yeah.
And some of it, I'm sure, is even going over our heads just because we don't know like the context of that time period as much as we should. Because the director, obviously, he knew tons and tons of research on this. So there's all this little stuff that makes a big difference.
Well, it says, so during the witch hunts of the colonial America, it was widely believed that a witch could not say the entire Lord's Prayer. That is why the family is so upset when Mercy and Jonas are unable to finish the prayer. Ooh.
Yeah. And you know what? That ties into Spooky Buddies, because that's how they defeat the
war. Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so this is like
interesting.
A tried and true method.
There were more scenes that were planned for Black Phillip, but because he wasn't well trained, they had to scrap him. Yeah, so.
That's kind of sad. Have you read, this might be a good place to talk about this, have you read The Crucible?
Mm-mm.
Are you familiar with it at least?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's all the about Crucible, the Salem right? Witch Trials. Yeah.
It sounds like you said Crucible.
I don't know, it's one of those.
It's Crucible. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's the Salem Witch Trials, and there's a lot of scenes like what you're talking about with the Lord's Prayer, where if they just say one word wrong, they're like, oh, you're a witch, we're gonna kill you.
Oh yeah. So another fun fact about really witches now is witches were believed to have a witch's teat, a special nipple or blemish with which they have nursed their families and fed them blood. This is referred to when Catherine nurses the crow. Oh, that scene was tough, dude. Yeah. I forgot about that one when I watched it, and I was like, ooh.
It's a very gory, gross scene.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, that is The Witch. This movie is really good. We don't want to spoil too much. We want you to kind of experience this one.
I think you should watch it. I think.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it could be a little offensive to someone who may be
practicing witchcraft.
Religious.
Oh. Yeah. But for people who, one, like A24, it's a really good A24 film, and we're stans.
It's people very artistic.
It is very artistic, and there's a lot to appreciate about this movie. So give it a watch for that reason. Also, if you are if you're outside of the realm of liking slasher films, then give this one a watch, because this is a really good movie.
All right, guys. I just want to say thank you for listening and leaving us all kinds of notes and ways that we can make the podcast better. If you are currently sitting down, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And if you're standing up, you should go follow our Instagram page. Now, we're going to continue this. We have another episode coming out tomorrow. We watched the more recent version of Suspiria. So if you want to watch that before the episode comes out, you can. And it's going to be a fun one. All right. Thank you, guys. That's a clean slate.